It's 6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. New Mexico U.S. Senator Ben Ray Lujan and El Paso Congresswoman Veronica Escobar are joining border leaders to demand the passage of two new acts that call for oversight of immigration enforcement agencies. Texas Public Radio's Sophia Sanchez reports.
Weeks after disturbing images surfaced that showed mounted patrol agents using their horses to intimidate immigrants in Del Rio, the new Ellis Island Border Policy Working Group is calling on the Biden administration to pass legislation that holds border security agents more accountable. Escobar says she is working with Lujan and border leaders to provide two new acts that include the voices of border residents.
No one cares more about security than those of us who live on the border, raise our families on the border, and plan on being on the border for the rest of our lives.
Demands within the bills include an independent oversight panel, an ombudsman for border concerns, and annual training reviews.
I'm Sophia Sanchez reporting.
Tonight on television from KRWG Public Media at 7, a special edition of Newsmakers in honor of Veterans Day. We're presenting the new documentary, A Rendezvous with Destiny. The film will be followed by an interview with director Tracy Hunter. Fred Martino talked with Hunter. Here's part of their conversation.
We had been working with World War II veterans for years, and this story came to us from a gentleman in the Netherlands, Mr. Joost Groen, and he actually wrote a book about these three men. So it was really interesting that somebody from another country had so much interest in our veterans, and he presented this book and told me about the three men, Mr. Dan McBride, Mr. Jim Pee-wee Martin, and Mr. Dick Klein. And after reading the book and talking to the veterans, I just knew this was such a special story that we, as our organization Beyond the Call, really wanted to tell and highlight three of the last World War II Screaming Eagles, which was the Airborne Division. And all three of these men were in Normandy and Market Garden and the Battle of the Bulge. So it was just, their stories are amazing, you know, from start to finish, and this new experimental division in the military, and they all each had such different experiences, even though they went through the same battles. And so it really was a story that touched our hearts, and the men, we fell in love with them so quick. So
I bet you did. And of course, among those three veterans, you mentioned Dan McBride, who is from Silver City. Tell me about the process of finding the veterans and convincing them to participate. We know that they were in this book, but of course it's one thing to talk to an author and very much another to be talking to a documentary filmmaker with a camera there, a little different process.
Yeah, so Dan was actually my first veteran that we interviewed for this project, and I remember the first phone call with him. I was nervous. I had never talked to him before. Obviously, so much respect for what he had done. And we talked for about an hour. And at the end of the call, I said, well, can we come out and film you? He said, yeah, you seem like a nice lady. So yeah, I'll let you come. So we came out there and spent a weekend with him. And we really tried to make sure that we're not just focused on filming, that we're focused on forming relationships as well with our veterans. So Dan spent the whole weekend with us. He took us out to his friend's ranch, and you know, we were able to meet the friends at his American Legion and just really get to be a part of his life. And since then, we've become such great friends. So it was just so exciting to meet this man who had just, he's 97 now and has spent so much of his life dedicated to our country, and also to the stories of the men who didn't come back. He's really the voice for the ones who were left behind and lost. So it was just absolutely a huge honor to get to spend time with him and become such good friends since.
Well, Tracy, as you know, we are losing so many of our World War II veterans, so time is of the essence to preserve these stories. Tell me about that as a driver for you.
That is a huge drive for us, and it's one that is just a daily heartbreak, because the reality is we cannot get to every single veteran before this generation is gone, but we can do our best, and it takes a global effort. There's so many great veteran organizations that are doing similar work. We're making sure these guys and gals are remembered and honored. And so for us, you know, we know when we make that phone call and say, can we come interview you? Sometimes 2 weeks after the interview, we've lost these veterans. And so we know the value of these stories. And once they're gone, the stories are gone, the history is gone with them. And so it is so crucial to make sure that we're preserving these stories as much as possible while we still have the generation left.
That was Tracy Hunter, director of the new documentary, A Rendezvous with Destiny. You can watch the film and the interview tonight at 7 on television from KRWG Public Media. Marketplace Morning Report is coming up next.